like this. Say you go out bekadesh liisha stam. I want you to marry a lady for me. I want to get married. I give you money now. Go marry a lady. He doesn't tell the person which lady, who, where, what, when. He just says, go and marry a lady for me. So halacha is now, if he does not hear from the shliach, that the shliach does not come back and tell him exactly who he married, halacha is also b'chol anashim shebo'ilam. This man now cannot remarry. On the card, the shliach dies or does not come back, Shlamaisi cannot get married now. Why? Because chazoka shliach oisa shtekusei. We have a chazoka that a shliach does what he was told. So if you told your first shliach to marry a lady for you, we have to be afraid that maybe he married the sister of who you want to marry now, or the mother. V'chivon de lo tirishlei, since he did not tell you who, halayoda, you do not know, is hainiyo kiddishlei, you do not know who the shliach married to you. So therefore, you can't marry your second wife. Because any lady you go to now, you have to be afraid maybe she's the mother of your first wife. Because you have to be afraid maybe the shliach taka married somebody for you. She married the first lady he saw. And you don't know who that lady is. So you can't marry anybody now. Because anybody you want to get married to, you have to be afraid maybe she's the mother of your first wife. Or maybe she's the sister of your first wife. Or maybe she's the daughter of your first wife. And that's an issa erva. You can't marry your mother-in-law, you can't marry your sister-in-law. So therefore, you're also to get married to any lady in the world. That's what Rabbi Yitzchak ben Rabbi Yosef ben Rabbi Yochanan says. So Tayyiz de Sakashiv Sovim Taima, the Kula Yalma Yasu Lisa Nashim then. Then the whole world should also be us to get married now. The Shema Zaisishin is Kacha, the Shliach. That maybe the lady that you're going to marry now is the lady that's married to the first man. There was the first man, Reuven, sent to Shliach. And Shliach married somebody for Reuven. Now, the whole world should be us to get married now. Because whoever wants to get married, now you have to be afraid maybe the wife you're marrying is already married to the Reuven. So Tosafos says, Tak, it depends. There will be a time that Noshim are never meant to say they didn't get married yet, then it's very good. But even if you want to say not like that, Tosafos learns that Avad Pshana and Gemara is that Midiraisa Havad is mutter to get married. Because Midiraisa Avad Ego Bosa Roiv. And Api Roiv, the lady you're marrying now, is not the lady that's offered to you. And our Gemara Pshat is it's a Knas Midirabonin. It's only Midirabonin that the Rabbonin made a Knas for the person that sent such a Shliach. It's not nice to do such a thing like that. To send a Shliach to marry Stam, you don't tell him who to marry for you. That's not a nice thing to do. So here the Rabbanah made a kenas that you can't marry anybody else. Even though Midiraisa, you'd be mutter to get married to anybody else. Because Midiraisa vadi go basa roiv. You'd go basa roiv to say that roiv ladies in the world are mutter to you. Because the Ashliach only married one lady, but roiv of the world were not married. So therefore, any lady you want to marry now, Midiraisa would be mutter to you. I, the Kavua, Tai says, since it's not Nikavim Kaim, it's not called Kavua. So with your eyes, really you go basarayv. It's only the rabbonik of kenas that since you did something wrong by making a shliach to marry Stam, you didn't say who. Therefore, if you don't find out who he married for you, the chum made a kenas, you cannot marry anybody else. The enechnami, anybody else is allowed to get married. For anybody else, they have a right to be saying mechan roiv. That must probably they're not married. They're not marrying this lady. All right, turn off. Eisvei. So at the moment, Eisvei reshlokas to Rabbi Yechanan. So reshlokas, she has to cash not to Rabbi Yechanan. There's a locha kan stuma. That means either a yoledes or a zav. That people have to bring a carbon of the birds, kan. Kan means two birds. And stuma means you didn't say exactly which one should be the yoyla, which one should be a chattis. Usually kan means you have the two birds, that of a zav or a zav of a yoledes, that they bring a chattis and a knife. So they bring a chattis soif and an eila soif. So stuma means they didn't explain yet which one should be the chattis, which one should be the eila. She'apocha goyz alechad mehem li'av roilam. That one of these two birds now flew away. After the yaledes bought the two birds, now one of them flew away. Oy she'apircha lebein chattoyis ha'meisais. Or else one bird fell between other birds that have a loch of a chattis that has to die in it. So maybe this one also has to die now. Or else Tom, one of the two birds died. The lacher is yikar zug l'sheni. All you have to do is just buy one more bird and put the two birds together, and now you be korei shame. Which one you want to be the other? Which one you want to be a chatas? V'ilu kan mafreshes. But let's say first you said that you bought the two birds, and you said clearly this one is the chatas and this one is the oila. Then ain't la takana. Then if one bird flies away, you can't just buy another bird. Because you don't know which one flew away, you don't know which one is here. You don't know if the one that's left is the chatas or the eila. So you can't just buy another bird. You don't know what to make it. So therefore you have no way to buy one new one, you have to buy two new ones. The ilu is shar kinam biyama, but the rest of the birds of the world though, miskin, you're allowed to use all the other birds of the world. Or even though one of these birds flew away, still we say if you buy new birds now, you don't have to be afraid. Maybe the new bird is the bird that fell away, or anybody else wants to use birds. You don't have to be afraid it's the bird that fell away from the first ones. The question is, v'yamai, why not? Lema, let's say, kol chada v'chada do mahayniyu. Why don't we say, maybe this one, the one bird you find right now, that's the bird that fell away? So he says like this, do maisa shpakloima, v'hukva kva l'ruvain. And the bird first was to Ruvain. Now the bird flew away from Ruvain. So how could anybody else use birds? That's the Gemara's kasha. I think Tosfos v'im toimar v'akvar pirashnu de li'alma lo'konsu. Tosfos explained before that this Gemara is going to Avadi Samechan Roiv Mediraisa. It's only a knas for the first person that sent the shliach. But here the kasha is if somebody else finds a bird, Avadi they could use it. They have right to be Samechan Roiv. V'yesh loimar demashmale de'shar kinim di'alma afilu l'ruvain. Miskin, with even this first person, Ruvain, that he was shuldig a little bit, that he let his bird fly away. Now when he buys another birds, he's allowed to use them. In the Sterch L'Kanachar. As the question is, then am I, how consul did they should make a kanas upon him, that he can't use any more birds anymore. So how come by birds, we don't make this kanas also? So Marin says, Omar Lehi answered back, Kamina no Isha, Rabbi Yochanan says, when do I say there's a kenas only by a lady? Where you made a shliach to marry a lady for you. The leinaydi, ladies don't move around. So therefore, it's daima to kavua, the Rabbanah made a kenas. That Tay speaks out, and he, the loy kavua legamri, it's not called a real kavua, because it's not nikah b'mekaymai, but mekomokom dam yiksas le kavua v'yesh lachmer. It looks a little bit like the klal is, if something is kavua, stationary, and you go to its place to take it away, then you don't go bus arrive. Kol kavu is kamachta machtadami. So a lady that's stationary at home, so therefore we say the shliach, when you want to go now to marry her. Or else when the shliach went to her, it's like kol kavu a kamachta machtadami, therefore I'm machner. Mashen came. The amata liyati surah the 90? But you're asking me a question from birds. When birds fly away, birds do not stay stationary. Birds are moving around. So things that move around, there the klal is called the parish, meruva parish. Dichitayim, maybe you'll tell me, hochi nami nayid, that maybe here also the lady is also moving around, eima b'shuk ashkach v'kodesh, maybe it means either the first shliach, married the lady for you, in the streets. Well, some Yishenim learn that means now when this man wants to get remarried. Maybe he'll remarry a lady in the street, and when she's in the street, she's moving around, she should be called the parish, move a parish, so it should be daima to birds. And the Gemara Nein of Yechon says, Hosam hodri l'nichusa, by a lady, even though she's outside by daytime, at nighttime, though they go back to the house, they go back to the nichusa, they have a place where they're kavua, therefore they're daima to kavua. They're stationary. Mashenken gabe kan mihodra, birds don't go back, birds are always flying around. So therefore, that the Rabbi Yochanan was machmir was only in the case of an isha. By an isha, we say, since they have a house where they live in, it's daim a little bit to kavua, so therefore we're machmir to say that you don't, not soymech on roiv. You have to be machmir. Mashenken, in the case of birds, we're for sure they're always moving around, there Rabbi Yochanan agrees you don't make the kanas. we say called the Porish, Meruba Porish, any bird you take now comes from the majority of the birds in the world that are mutter to you, therefore you're allowed to use it. Omar Rava, Rava says though, Ulmoide Rabbi Yechon agrees, in the case again where you sent a shliach to marry somebody for you, and you don't know who he married, and now you want to remarry, so Rabbi Yechon agrees that you're allowed to remarry a lady, Beisha She'ein La Loibas V'Loi Bas Bas. If you want to marry a lady now that has no daughters, V'Loi Bas Ben, and no granddaughters, V'Loi Aim, it doesn't have a mother, V'Loi Aim, and not a grandmother, V'Loi Achas, has no sister. Because if you want to marry a lady now that has no relatives, no female relatives, so you're allowed to remarry her. Because what could go wrong? At most what happened was the shliach married her for you, so very good, she's your wife. And if the shliach did not marry her for you, so then she's mutter to you. Because she has no other female relatives, that should be yosser. Even though she had like a sister, but at the time when the shliach, when the Reuven made a shliach, she was married. Just he got divorced later on. So that, again, we're not afraid. The lady is still mutter to you. My time away. Because at the time when Reuven first appointed a shliach to marry a lady for him, we have to look that the only ones that are possible may be married is a lady that's not married at that time. At the time when Reuven made a shliach, he told the shliach, marry for me a lady. So who's in the suffix and the doubt? Ladies that are not married yet. But a lady that's married at that time, even the lady she gets a get, we're not afraid maybe married her. To come alay, to Ahut Nisif and the Gavri, because at the time when he made him a shliach, your sister was married. To Mishav Yishliach, so when Reuven first made a shliach, the Milsa the Kaima Kaimei, he only makes a shliach that somebody that could be married right now, somebody that's not married now. But the Milsa the Kaimei Kaimei, but a lady that's already married, the Mishav Yishliach. You don't appoint a shliach right now to marry a lady for you, to a lady that's married right now. Since right now you can't marry her, you don't appoint her to be a shliach. So therefore, if you want to later marry another lady, that lady has no mother, no daughters, she only has a sister that was married at the time when the shliach was appointed, you don't have to be afraid the shliach married the sister. Therefore, you're allowed to marry the sister here. Fred Gemara. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Hareini Nazir, the guy becomes a Nazir. If you allow the Galeach Nazir and he has a Kabbal, he is Makabal to take a haircut to bring Kabonis for another Nazir. Vishoma Chaver of Vani, and his friend says also Vani, Viola the Galeach Nazir, I also want to accept upon myself to bring Kabonis. So the Mishnah says, I'm all your picker of the both smart, Negalchim Zezer, let them both make the eights, each one brings Kabonis for the other ones. The Yimlav, if not, Megach Nazir Nazir Macherim. You have to bring Kabonis for a different pair of Nazirim. Now, Bishleim Abbas for the second Nazir here, Iko Kadmo Kamei. The first Nazir was already a Nazir, so when the second one accepted to bring Kabonis for another Nazir, he could mean the first one. Ela Kadmo, but the first one, when he said he's accepting upon himself to bring Kabonis for another Nazir, Mika Basro Kamei, the second person wasn't a Nazir yet. If you tell me now when somebody says something, he only means that could be done right now, the first person, when he accepted upon himself to be a Nazir and to bring Kabbalah for another Nazir, look, it has to be a Nazir that's a Nazir already. So how could the Mishnah say he could bring Kabbalah for the second one? The second one wasn't a Nazir yet. Ela Rad Ochikom, this is what he means to say. All right, we'll stop here. Then we'll have to get tomorrow. Yeah, we're holding off Yud Beis and a base. Again, the last Shiloh was really it's a kasha. If you're going to tell me that when you make a shliach, you only mean what could be done right now, so the question was that in our Mishnah, it says these two people, somebody said, a rainy Nazir, we Lila Galeach Nazir, I want to become a Nazir, and I have a chiyuv to bring kavanas for another Nazir. And then a second person, Ned Vishomar, Chaver of Yomavani. So the Mishnah says, you have these two people now, they both have the chiyuv to bring kabbonis for another Nazir, so if they're smart people, one brings for the other. So the question is, how could the first one bring for the second one? The second one was not a Nazir when the first one said, Areni Nazir, B'lal Galech.
when the first one said he has a chiyuv to bring kavanah to somebody else, the second one wasn't a nazir yet. So if so, that's more clear from Mika Basroi Kamo.